We're here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show, and I'm in the FS Star Energy Growmark booth here. And we're going to talk about one of the most important issues that everyone is facing right now, and that is nitrogen management. And with me first is Nate Pierce. Nate, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
I am Nate Pierce. I'm the Western Region Agronomy Marketing Director for Growmark.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the nitrogen management strategy here, particularly in the state of Iowa.
A lot of different things happen around nutrient management. At FS, one of the things we started introducing about 3-4 years ago was a system called nitrogen management as a system. And what nitrogen management revolves around is multiple applications of nitrogen to a farmer's field, different forms of nitrogen, and really it's based around the four R's concept, which is right source, time, and place for the application. Probably the other part of that, and maybe more overreaching, is our MOM concept. So when you think about MOM, you think of positive, apple pie, things along those lines. MOM also applies to nitrogen and nutrient management, being that the first M of MOM would stand for minimizing environmental impact. That's something we want to do when we're applying nutrients to the farmer's field. Optimizing harvest yield, which is what every farmer wants, and maximizing input utilization. So those nutrients that we put on the field go into the crop and turn into bushels for the farmer versus going into the water system. So,
well, and that's kind of what you talked about here because, I mean, besides being the right thing to do, there are benefits for the farmer in doing these kinds of management systems, right?
That's right. To be long-term sustainable, it's got to be economic for a farmer to do long-term. And using subsidies and new practices, and as everybody knows, commodity market dropping, you know, you got to come up with ways. Farmer can make money. That's positive, and that's, again, back to MOM. Minimize environmental impact, optimize harvest yield, and maximize input utilization. If we hit all three of those, everybody wins.
Let's move on to John. And John, introduce yourself for me, please.
I'm John Grandin. I'm Senior Field Sales Agronomist with Growmark in the Western Region.
And we're going to talk a little bit about NWatch. And I know I've talked to Howard Brown about that, and this is, you know, he's nothing if not passionate about this. So tell us about the NWatch system.
Well, the NWatch system is a program put together by Dr. Howard Brown. It's a management tool that's designed to for nitrogen management systems, as Nate was discussing. We use it to inventory, track, verify plant available nitrogen, and for making applications. It's a great way for us to get our crop salesmen involved in the nutrient management decision-making. It's a way to bring the nitrogen cycle to life. And when the crop salesman takes this to their grower and they're able to show them where in the nitrogen cycle that nitrogen is at, what the impacts of an application has been, what the impacts of rainfall or the impacts of drought on nitrogen, the availability and the placement in the soil, we're able to take that and make better management decisions.
Well, it sounds complicated, but really it's not.
It's all about basics.
Yes.
And we can try to put algorithms to it, but it all comes back to the basics of understanding the nitrogen cycle. There's been folks that have studied nitrogen all their life, and they've retired and they've died and still not figured out all the nitrogen. I don't think we're ever going to know everything about nitrogen, but we need to stick with the basics and build on what we know.
Okay, well, move on to Chuck. And Chuck, introduce yourself for me, please.
Chuck Webb with AgriLand Farm Service in Oskaloosa.
Well, you're going to talk to us a little bit more about what you've actually seen on the farm in these management systems in practice and how they're working.
Well, we've done varying things, but primarily we take soil samples, and we do it over a 36-inch pass. So because people always want to know, you know, well, our intention is to get the knife mark one time, but then to get how it fades on either side of the knife mark. And then we regulate it. I normally take my samples after any significant rainfall to see where the nitrogen is moving in the soil. That's our goal. And then our goal then beyond that is to put enough nutrient out there so that the farmer can maximize his yield opportunity. But we want the corn crop or the soybean crop to take that excess nutrient out of the field in the crop. And at the end of the year, we want to be as close to drinking water safe as we can. That's our goal.
Now tell me, AgriLand FS, where are you located?
Oskaloosa, Iowa, southeast Iowa.
Okay. And so you have members that are actually using this in practice.
Oh, yeah, and we use it. We use this whole practice as also as a process to determine what kind of a side dress process we're going to use. We like to put down maybe 75% of the total expected nitrogen up front with a low-cost anhydrous application. And then we're going to layer in either a UAN or a urea, whether it be a starter fertilizer at planting time, or whether it be at V5 or later on in the growing cycle of the corn. But the whole concept is to layer it in and not to overapply, but yet to put as much out there as we need to maximize the yield.
Well, but with so much concern, especially about water quality, it's important for the farmers to be proactive, to take the steps before they may be required to by regulations.
You know, I don't know any farmers out here that don't want to be proactive, that are not concerned about the environment, that don't want to save the black dirt, you know, that don't want to have nutrient run down the Mississippi River into the Gulf, you know, but they need help, they need guidance, and that's what we're here for.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and it's great for you to be here to be talking to the farmers here at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.